here's a story from The World.
This week at the big UN climate conference in Glasgow, world leaders promised to end and reverse deforestation by the end of the decade. Leaders representing more than 85% of the world's forests signed on to the pledge. Trees, let's remember, absorb carbon dioxide, which is warming the planet. But what does it take to plant more trees, like a lot of them? That's what it sounds like. Rita Leisner is here to tell us what it feels like. She spent years as a seasonal tree planter in British Columbia. That was before she became a war photographer and filmmaker. Her latest project brings her back to tree planting. It's a book and documentary called Forest for the Trees. Rita, you spent your 20s as a seasonal tree planter for logging companies. Explain why the logging companies were hiring planters and what your typical day was like.
Well, when I started planting trees in the 80s, it was really in the very early days of professional tree planting. Coinciding with the environmental movement, the Canadian government and the U.S. government also at the time, they started increasing replanting mandates, and it opened up to private contractors, tree planting companies. And that's who I started working for in the early 80s, and that's who's still doing the majority of planting in Canada.
And the tree companies, are they reforesting, or are the trees that get planted, the seedlings, are they going to grow up and then get cut down someday?
Most of them are going to get cut down again someday, but in the regions where we're planting, that's, you know, it's about 80 years from now that they'll be cut down. But those trees, I mean, they still become carbon sequestering trees. I mean, whether they're being cut down in the future or not, they're still going to help combat climate change. And if billions of trees are going to be planted, which is what's being suggested, it's not going to be done by volunteers because the work itself is brutal.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, what is a typical day like for a tree planter?
Nowadays, you work no more than a 12-hour day.
So no more. Okay.
And basically, all you do is eat and work and sleep. An average tree planter burns about 8,000 calories a day.
Wow.
And you're doing this day in and day out. And that is because you're carrying this heavy weight, you're climbing up and down.
So the tree planters themselves, they are carrying around these sacks of seedlings on their back. I mean, it's not industrial work, is it?
It's all done by hand and shovel. That's one thing that hasn't changed since I planted more than 20 years ago. You have to navigate around rocks and logs, and sometimes you have to dig down a foot through like duff and debris, or maybe it's a swamp. And the quality of the trees and the distance they are planted from each other, this stuff is very regulated, and quality checks are performed on a regular basis as well. And if your quality overall is not 95%, you have to go back and replant those trees and not be paid for it. So it's paid per tree.
So what motivates these young people to go off the grid for months and plant trees? It doesn't sound like you can make a lot of money doing this.
Well, you can if you get good. So you kind of accept that your first year, you may not really make any money. You're learning. So you spend 3 months learning how to do it. And your first day out, you know, when someone says to you, well, you're going to have to plant, you know, 1,500 trees to break minimum wage. And that day, you work harder than you ever have in your life, and you plant 100 trees, and you cannot believe that you could ever plant more than 100 trees, let alone 1,500 or 2,000. But you learn how to do it, and, you know, maybe a month in, maybe you'll hit your 1,500 or you'll hit your 2K, and you break minimum wage, and then you just get better. And it's really a combination between industrial labor and high-intensity sport.
Rita Leisner is a Canadian photographer and filmmaker. Her latest project is a book and documentary called Forest for the Trees. Rita, thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Take care. From PRX.